You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 24th of November, 2021. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined online today by a lead forecaster for the Weather Service, and it's Wes Adkins. Hi, Wes.
Hey, Joe. How's it going? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving week to you as well. It's been a windy and wet one so far.
It has been, and we're looking for that to continue a little bit. I think, you know, this is being recorded on Wednesday. Wednesday will probably be the worst as far as the wind, but we could see heavy rain continue into at least early Thanksgiving Day. So Thanksgiving is going to be wet for Petersburg and surrounding communities. We are studying the potential for some colder air kind of pushing downward through the inner channels that could come into the central inner channels where Petersburg is, perhaps changing the rain back to snow. So we might see a mix on Thursday night, perhaps mix maybe a little light snow on Friday morning. So that is something we're looking at, but we're going to teeter on that rain snow line through the weekend. So it's going to be interesting forecast.
Is this one or multiple systems that's coming through southeast? And I know it's been hitting southern end of the region a lot harder with some a lot stronger winds sounding like towards Ketchikan area.
For sure. We're having successive waves. That's kind of just a euphemism for storms that we like to talk in meteorology. But we are looking at individual waves kind of riding up into the southern panhandle. And they are giving some really good winds for Prince of Wales Island, for Revilla Island, Annette Island, places like that. And would not be shocked to get some breezy conditions. In fact, Wrangell is breezy today. Petersburg, at least in town, you all seem to be very sheltered from the wind. But I think there's some parts of Petersburg that do get some wind out there. So could be a little breezy there today as well. But then looking into Thanksgiving Day, we're looking for those winds to possibly turn more southwest. The word on the street in Alaska proper, you've probably heard it from Anchorage, Fairbanks, is the mainland Alaska has been quite cold for this time of year. And that cold air mass has kind of bulged into the Gulf of Alaska. So that has sent the rain snow line pretty far south into southeast. And it has encroached. You all have seen snow, and we're looking for that to continue. The other thing, the other interesting part about that is with that rain snow line, the cold versus the warm air, and the warm air gives the really strong winds for Southern Panhandle, and sometimes even up here in Juneau and in Petersburg. But that battle between the cold and warm air can really feed storm development. So we see a lot of precipitation, and it has been really wet.
Okay. Any breaks to look forward to in the near future?
That is a great question. We are not very good at defining great breaks in this time period. I think the best you can hope for, maybe 12 hours, 12 hours here and there, but a break might be you can still see showers about you. It may not be raining at the time, but it's still going to be kind of cloudy and murky and chilly.
Okay. Anything else to know for this week?
Yeah, keep an eye on some area streams. We are getting some minor flooding reports in the Ketchikan area. Don't really anticipate we'll get some flooding around Petersburg, but we are watching things.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, Wes.
All right, take care. Happy Thanksgiving to you all.